to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service, Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. At the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most prayerful and humble pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai, Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The time in our studio right now is 11:45 a.m. and it's a pleasant day here at Prashanthi Nilayam. Today is 24th of December and it is yet another magical Christmas time in Prashanthi Nilayam. Prashanthi Nilayam is bubbling with Christmas joy, gentle melody of carols floating in the air, people busy adorning every bit and corner of the ashram, and the weather being very pleasant and cool, picture perfect weather condition which is very much suited for an ideal Christmas season. This is the month of December, and this year the months of November and December, Chennai, the capital city of Tamil Nadu, has seen something horrible and terrible and very devastating. Chennai received 1049 mm of rainfall in November, the month of November 2015, the highest recorded since November 1918. So it was the worst flooding in a century. When the normal rainfall figures for the whole of November stand at 407 mm, the single day of December 1st was inundated with 374 mm of rainfall. It was like 4 months of monsoon in one night. My God. And the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, Chennai Relief Program, started off on 1st of December itself with relief materials pouring into Sundaram, the abode of Swami at Chennai, from all the Sai centers all over the state and all over India. Sundaram was a beehive of activity with Sai Sevadal, Palvika's children, Mahilas and others engaged in sorting the material, inventorying them, repacking into standard boxes which were supplied to the victims. After about 2 weeks of this relief and rehabilitation program, the relief materials were given for about 27,000 families in and around Chennai. And many hundreds of volunteers participated in this activity, and we at Radio Sai spoke to a few of the volunteers over telephone and recorded their experiences. In fact, last week, if you are there with me, dear listeners, in the segment Service Live in Action, I had played for you recorded conversation with a couple of such volunteers. And today, in the segment, I'll be playing for you a few more recorded conversation that I had recorded just yesterday with two Mahilas who were very actively involved in the service activity at Chennai. The first conversation is with Mrs. Kalpana Balasubramaniam from Chennai, and it will be followed by a conversation with Mrs. Radha Krishnan. So let's listen to the conversation.
Salam, Sister Kalpana, and thank you for joining us today on Radio Sai.
Param Brother, you have a great opportunity to talk to you, Param.
And we also have Brother Jay Ganesh with us. Saram to you, Brother.
Sairam, Sairam, Sister.
Sairam, Sairam, Brother.
Sairam, Brother. Sairam.
So in the month of November and early December, Chennai has seen unprecedented rainfall which has affected millions of people. And yeah, the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization are already on a toes conducting the relief and rehabilitation program for the affected people.
Yeah.
And I know that you are one of the volunteers who were actively involved in this service activity. So we want today you to share with us your experience of being involved in it. So at the very outset, please introduce yourself to all our listeners.
Yeah, I am Kalpana Balasubramanian. I am a housewife and a budding singer too. I have two children and my husband is an advocate. So gathering in Chennai.
So you are located quite close to Sundaram, is it?
Yes, that's better.
Okay.
Right.
Now today is 22nd of December. How is the weather right now in Chennai? Is it still raining or cloudy? Or
no, it's really hot. It's really hot in the daytime.
Yeah, please go ahead. How was it participating in the relief activities?
Yeah. Initially, we had seen all this catastrophic news over the TV and reading all this over the media. And it just came to me, how am I going to help this? There is a WhatsApp message saying there is going to be a data activity in Sundaram. And those who can, you can come and participate. So I took this as an opportunity. And initially we were asked to pack up the food for the Narayan Seva. They were feeding around 2,000 people per day. They were cooking nutritious food in Sundaram and they were supplying to all the places.
Okay.
And so initially we went there for food packing. That is when so many Mahilas had been there and we had praying for me and we were doing that. Initially it was only for that. Slowly it geared up saying we are going to do some relief measures also by providing some startup kit for the families who have lost their homes. A lot of materials started pouring inside Sundaram. Say for example, rice, dal. All the places, entire place of Sundaram was flooded with so much of materials.
Yes.
So
lots of groceries and provisions for households, you mean?
Yes, yes.
Okay, sister. Continue.
So then, slowly they said that they are going to make a small kit out of this. And they are going to name it as Satyasai Prasadam. And it's going to reach every family who has lost their home. So the very word saying Satyasai Prasadam was really something which struck me saying, I just had a thought, whichever house is going to get sick, such as I prefer them sick. But they, from that day onwards, I thought all their problems, all their worries, all their whatever disaster they were going to end up. So with the initial prayer saying, Swami, you have to take care of that family, we started off and there's such a nice thought and that initial thought was given by the one himself, saying that it should be as a sacrifice prefer them and not anything else. So, as you all know, that kit contains around 32 items.
Yes.
Rice from rice, dal, sundi, clothes, initial, and it was a startup kit for initial 15 days, I would say. And as soon as they received the food, they said, Swami himself, they come to their home. There was one person said, they were literally in tears, seeing the volunteers going house to house and giving the startup kit.
Yes.
Hearing all that itself, it was, we are thankful to Swami for giving us this opportunity to be part of this great mission.
Okay, what exactly was your role?
Yeah, like initially I was asked to repack all the rice, all those provisions which had come up. We had to sit in, do 1 kg of this, 1 kg of that, all that was being delegated to each one of us. So we had a team. It was a great teamwork. Teamwork, in the sense you can never imagine such crowds inside Sundaram. I have not seen till date. Each one of us coming and telling us, please give us some work. So we had to, really coordinate with the entire team, sit with them.
Sister, these are all the devotees who regularly come or this
no,
is
No, there are lots of non-devotees. Lots of non-devotees, children from the age of right from 3 years. And honestly, know that the schools were not functioning for the past 10 days. All the children, they use the maximum time in Sundaram for doing this service.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
That was really nice. Seeing all the kids coming in the morning, staying till evening. It's so much of energy. They were asking us what to do next. So even I could see so many tears, old age ladies, right? They were all doubling with the energy saying, I want to do something for Swami. Please give me some seva. I want to do.
That's nice.
So we have never seen such a crowd in Sundaram. And the entire place was working like one factory. Every place you could see 10 ladies, 10 people sitting and doing something. That itself was a great sight.
So it's like one huge family working.
So one message saying to please Bhagwan and get your Bhagwan and grace.
Wow, that's wonderful.
I have never been associated like this on a massive scale of seva doing for 2 weeks. And I was really amazed to see so many people working with one intention to do my seva with selfless service. It was such a lovely sight, I could say that. One incident which I would like to narrate is, I saw a small boy who was picking up so many things for us. And I just called him and said, where are you from? He said, I am from Sai Nagar, which is a slum behind Sundaram. I asked him, how is your house now? He said, no, auntie, I would like to say something. I said, come on, tell me. When water started pouring inside my slum, he took Tommy's photo and Vibhuti, and he started telling Sai Gayatri. The way he said, I started crying. So he said, I was studying Sai Gayatri and the water never even came inside my house. Just I could imagine Swami's love and the way the child had, you know, and I could see the child coming all the way for the seva. And there were so many children from the Sai Nagar who came daily for the seva. That itself is a great motivation for us, say, they have lost their homes, they have nothing in their homes, but in spite of that, they want to do a seva for Swami. We were into the packing initially, then we had to pack those boxes. So we had a team of around 100-150 ladies who were working with us. We had to coordinate with each item, whether it had reached the box, whether all the items were neatly packed. And then we went used to check again and put the, seal the boxes and load it in the gallery. So we were all the time on the ground, just making ensure that all the 32 items were inside the box. This was primarily my duty, all the 15 days.
Did your children to join you in the seva?
Yes, Ram, they also got this opportunity because their schools were closed. So for the first 10 days, both my children were doing the seva. Very great.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
So right now, what is the seva activity over or still going on to the rehabilitation?
On Sunday, we had to wind up. Last Sunday.
That is the 20th of December.
Yeah, we had to wind up on that day. So
now all distributions, everything is over.
Yeah, almost. Almost it's done.
So you are there on the spot right from the morning till night, is it?
I be there at 9:30 every day. And came home by around 8:30.
So can we share with our listeners like what motivates and inspires you to participate in such activities to help the needy?
Basic thing which struck me first is I can't leave my house. As I told you, I'm a homemaker and I can't leave my house for a short period of time. So I took this as an opportunity. And having seen all this on the media and other things, I really prayed for me, how are we going to help? And that came the moment where they were doing it in Sundaram, which is quite nearby, and I wanted to make the maximum use of it. Basic thing is the motivation is I can't leave my house and I wanted to use this as an opportunity to serve the poor.
Have you participated in any other service activities before other than this? Would you like something?
As I'm a wedding singer, I don't get time for any activity on this large scale. I have done, but not on this large scale.
Means, as I understand, you are a bhajan singer. So is there a particular bhajan or a song that you could relate to the work that is happening?
Yeah, we can end this conversation with that note.
I would definitely like to sing that. Dino dukhiyo se prem karo mera sai prasanna hoga prem karo mera साई प्रसन्न होगा साई मेरा मैं तेरा ये प्रेम की बहती जा रहा साई मेरा मैं तेरा ये प्रेम की बहती जा रहा प्रेम की बहती धारा प्रेम की बहती गारा मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा, मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा। दिन दुखियां से प्रेम मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा।
वंडरफुल, थैंक यू वेरी मच।
नेक्स्ट टॉकिंग टू यू सिस्टर साईराम।
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Saram, dear listeners, and greetings from Prashant Nilayam. You are with me, Raghu, from Team Radio Sai, and this is a segment, Service Love in Action. What you heard just now was to Mrs. Kalpana Balasubramanyam from Chennai. She had voluntarily participated in the relief and rehabilitation program undertaken by Sri Sathya organization for the flood hit Chennai. It was a telephone conversation which we had recorded yesterday. And after Mrs. Kalpana Balasubramanian, let's listen to another volunteer who has also actively participated in the rehabilitation program, that is Mrs. Radha Krishna from Chennai.
Sairam, and thanks for joining us today on Radio Sai.
It's our pleasure. It's my pleasure to be part of it, Sairam.
I also have with me Brother Jaganesh, who also will be talking to us. Sairam, Brother.
Sairam.
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 As we all know, now Chennai hit by the flood. It's the worst flood that we have seen.
Yes, and probably in the past 100 years, Chennai has never experienced anything like this before.
Past 100 years. And the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization also is doing a lot of rehabilitation and relief activities. And
They still continue to do it.
Hmm.
Like even though the operations at Sundaram have concluded, what I understand, what I hear is the youth and the disaster management team, they still continue to be working at all these sites where people have lost their homes and where they don't have a roof over their head. They try to build back the place for them, clean up the place because all the drainage water has mixed with the regular water supplies. So they're cleaning up all those places and making it more livable for the people there.
Relief and rehabilitation activities is personally told by Swami himself, right? How to go about
Yes. Insect
it and
make
the packets, whatever items has to be given.
Swami told it when
tsunami struck the coastal area of Tamil Nadu in the year 2004.
In fact, at that time, I think he had kind of given us a hint as to how we should be dealing with such kind of calamities.
Hmm.
So that time the list that Swami had given us was very useful for us to, you know, rope in all the items together, put them in boxes. And since we had already done it in 2004, we had an idea of how fast we can go about doing the things and reaching out the relief to the people at the earliest. He had given us much earlier as to how we should be dealing with such kind of calamities compared to what floods was. Tsunami was something very small. If you look at the way the floods has hit Chennai this year, tsunami was just a kind of a touch and go. It was only along the coastal areas which had got affected. But here if you see the floods, the water had found its way into every small lane and by lane of Chennai. Every other lane was had at least about 2 feet of water in it.
Oh.
There are some places where it was even 8 to 10 feet of water.
But the number of people who died during tsunami was more than...
Yeah, because it happened to be a holiday that day.
Oh, yeah.
And people were there along the coastal area.
Mm.
Because that was with the force. This was an urban flooding.
Here the people could see the water rising.
Mm. Correct.
And they were trying to get themselves to safer and higher locations.
Right.
Where people can come to rescue them from there.
Mm.
tsunami was, they didn't even realize that something like that was coming. Here we could see the, you know, you could literally see the water rising inside your houses.
Mm.
On the second night when the rains, on the second of December when the rain started, by that evening, I've heard we were very lucky, we didn't have that kind of problem in our flat, but the houses that were surrounding our flat, we could literally see the water going into their houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting from that half a foot of water, you just stand and watch, within the next half an hour, risen another half a foot. So you could see the water just flowing into the houses.
Mm.
Here we knew what was coming.
Yes.
We knew what was coming. Tsunami, we didn't know what was coming. We didn't know what was hitting us.
So you got a chance to participate in the activities after tsunami also. So can you please tell about it, how it was?
Tsunami, I could say on that day when we heard about the tsunami and then we heard there's another earthquake coming up, that was a rumor around. First thing what we did was come out of our houses. We've always been told that you should never be inside a building when an earthquake strikes. So with some few belongings, we just took a car and came out of the house. But we didn't know where we'd be heading for, where we are going to go. But something, like it was a common thought in the minds of all the four of us, my husband, me and my children, that the safest place for us would be Sundaram. So we went to Sundaram and it was more, you know, going and finding your shelter there in Sundaram, not with an intention of going and doing any service, because at that time we had not got initiated into the Sai service at all. Tsunami was the first instant where me and my entire family had got initiated into the Sai service. So when we went into Sundaram, we saw groups of people sitting and sorting out clothes and buzzing around, and we didn't know there was some activity going on. And that's when we were called by the custodian, and he asked us, would you be interested in doing some service? That is the first time that we really stepped forward to do something in the Sai organization.
So you joined the Seva on the very first day, that is 26th.
Yes,
December.
On the very first day. It started on that very first day. The
so
day
what,
tsunami
what kind of work was got started with? Is it the...
We started with the only packing of materials.
Okay.
All the materials that is most required by any family during those, for at least about 10 to 15 days till they're able to settle down to a regular routine of life.
Comparing the service activities that was undertaken during the tsunami almost 11
yes.
years ago,
yeah.
Comparing to what has happened recently, so do you see
yeah.
a parallel, do you see a pattern, do you see, you know, probably a difference?
I won't say there's any difference, but yes, the pattern is the same. It's along the same lines. Swami had already told us at that time how we should be facing up to such kind of a disaster, what kind of service we can render to the people who have been made homeless and who have lost everything. Along the same lines is what the organization took up now for the Chennai relief, flood relief. And only thing is, the numbers were different. That time probably we had about 5,000 to 8,000 boxes of relief materials that we had sent to 8,000 families. This time it was around 27,000.
Yes.
The initial target was 21, but we never know how Swami works on it. We just found at the end of the day when we concluded, it was 27,550 boxes to be exact.
And then further 3,000 was sent to Cuddalore and Pondicherry.
Yeah, yes. It was the day we were concluding. And we were told that one relief truck is coming from Bangalore. So we thought probably, again, the service is going to get extended by another 4 or 5 days or even a week. But that's when we were told that, no, it is being redirected from Bangalore to Cuddalore. Because Cuddalore has also been very badly hit by the floods.
Is there anything that motivated you, or did you find...
Motivation, Swami is our motivation, no
yes.
doubt about it.
Yes.
Because had Swami not pulled us into this service activity way back in 2004 on the day of tsunami, I don't think we would have had a taste of it, of what it is like to be in the Sai organization and to be of some service in some way or the other. And this is what I feel the only way we can show our gratitude to Swami for all that he has done for us. And he has kept so many of us so very safe. So for that, at least we should feel the gratitude and do something back in return to the people. Swami has always said, Mana Seva is Mother Seva. So I feel the only way we could show our gratitude back to Swami for what the way he has kept us so safe and so well sheltered is to reach out to the people who are less fortunate and who had been badly hit by the floods. The best way we can do is to go and help them out in any which way we can. Individually, it is not possible, Sairam, to go out onto the street to go and help someone because you wouldn't even know. But when you go through an organization, you reach out to so many more people. And that's what the Sai organization has done. We have reached out to so many thousands of people all around Chennai who have been marooned so badly.
Yeah, Satya Sai Seva organization is a very good platform where
people can go and
participate in activities.
And yes, this is the most organized organization from what I've heard of people around here in Chennai who have received relief material from other sources also. Everybody has said the way the Sai organization worked in distributing the relief material, I don't think anywhere else they've done it because they have made a thorough search of that place in that given short time. They went to those areas, identified the people who needed this relief and gave them tokens, made them come in a queue and take whatever was given to them. So it was so wonderfully arranged. Like, there was no way anybody would be fighting out there for any relief material. Another thing what I felt, you know, when we were working, you won't believe, nothing that has gone to the people was old.
Okay.
Or used.
Yeah.
Right from the bed sheets, right from the clothes that were given to wear, and the mats that they were given, even the sheets, the plastic sheets which helped them to cover wherever they didn't have a roof over their head. Everything was that was given was brand new.
Okay. Oh.
Nothing was used. Actually, because the people who came to do service out there were not only Sai devotees. There were people who didn't even know who Swami was. They had come to know about this kind of service being undertaken at Sundaram. They came to know through other friends, through WhatsApp groups, and they just came to see. Seeing that service which was being done out there, they were motivated to come and join.
Mm.
In fact, if you've seen the first 5 days, the whole place was steaming only with college students. Most of the children who came that day, I would not call them as people who had already known Swami, or I won't say not Sai devotees, they were not aware of Swami.
So they knew that, you know, there is a good work, organized way it's going on, and they wanted to participate.
They just wanted to come and participate because they knew that something good was being done in a very, very organized manner. And more than that, another thing that was very touching about the people who had come to participate in the service activities was some mentally challenged children from a school.
Oh, okay.
It was so touching, Sairam. Like, I almost had tears in my eyes when I saw those kids. They were packing. We had to do a lot of micro packing because the material that came to us was in 25 kg bags and 50
right.
kg bags.
So it was all
that had to be made into much smaller packs of 50 grams and 100 grams, especially the spices and things like that. So the children, I saw them packing 5 kg bags of rice from a big 50 kg bag of rice. They were packing it to 5 kgs. And then they're making those micro packings of spices, 100 gram spices.
Okay.
In small covers, putting the rubber band into them so neatly, so nicely. I mean, I don't think any other organization would give this kind of a chance to anybody else.
Correct.
Those children, so beautifully they came and did. I saw 3 small kids on the very first day of my service, aged between, say, 3 years to maybe just about 4.5 years.
Wow.
3 to 4 children who had come with their mothers. And the mothers were not, I would not call them as having known Swami. They just came there because the service activity was going and they wanted to participate in that. So they were sitting in the main bhajan hall and doing this micro packing. They're packing sugar, 1 kg packets of sugar from a big sack of 50 kgs of sugar. These small children, they took the cue from the adults. They saw the adults outside putting things into the boxes by passing it as a human chain.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a human chain where the things were being passed from one to the other and then put into the last box. these kids have probably taken the cue from the adults who are doing this outside, and inside I just see them standing in a row about 2 feet away from each other, taking the packets of sugar that was made by their mother and putting it into the boxes to ready to be taken for the final packing. Just 3-year-old children. Very touching. It was so sweet. And how Swami ropes in. There is no age bar here at all. Whether it's a 3-year-old child or I saw an 80-year-old lady who has been coming there every evening from 5 to 8 o'clock to just come and do the packing for the final box packing.
Okay.
She would come every day. 80-year-old. She's coming alone. Like, in fact, one of us offered also, like, grandma, like, we want us to go and leave you wherever you're staying. She said, no, my house is very close by, I'll just walk it down.
Mm.
Every day, 5 o'clock, she used to be there, 3 hours. And she did not say anything about what kind of work she wanted to do. She was ready to take up any service that was given to her.
Mm.
Anything, whether it was packing rice or packing dal or packing spices or packing soap items, or even giving food at the counter, because food was being served to all the volunteers who were there right from morning 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. The doctors and all used to be there by that time, I guess. So from that till 9 o'clock in the night, they used to be serving food. All the meals were served to all of us. So, like, you know, though the reason that we got together was, you know, not a very happy occasion, but the energy, you could feel the energy there. So much of energy. Like, night, by the time we leave Sundaram and come home, we get so tired. It's totally drained out of your energy. But the next morning, you're there at 8:30, 9 o'clock, everybody, every single person, bubbling with energy, you know. It can happen only when Swami is there.
Yes, sir.
You don't feel the body pain, you don't feel the muscles pulling, nothing. You're just ready for the next day. Okay, how many boxes are we going to pack today? It like kind of, we want to achieve the target. We have to do it.
Correct.
And there are times when the rains used to be threatening. The first 3-4 days, soon after we started this service, rains used to be threatening.
Hmm.
Clouds, real dark clouds forming up. So everybody looking up at the skies. Swami, and suddenly hear somebody says, chanting Sai Gayatri somewhere, somebody saying, Swami, please let the rain clouds go. Because all the boxes are left out in the open, about 500 to 1,000 boxes waiting to be packed, waiting to be filled. And we did not want the rain to come and disrupt the whole thing again. You won't believe, within a few minutes you find the clouds have just gone from there.
Hmm.
And no sign of rain again.
Okay.
So it was a wonderful experience, and like only Swami can make this happen. A great cause for which He brought all of us together.
So we heard and from many people that not only them, but their whole family participated in the seva. Like, how about you?
Yes, my family also, all of us were there. But I think most of the families, because it so happened that time, it was the first 1 week, most of the schools and colleges were closed.
Yes.
So you would have found many of the parents had come there with their children, school-going children, a lot of school-going children. And after that, there's a small slum that is close to Sundaram. Those children from that slum, they would come every day, even after the school, after their school had reopened, for participating in seva activities.
Hmm.
The children and other ladies, like, who go to do these domestic help work. After they finish, they would come there, help us do the cleaning, and whole lot of things. Like, there was always people there every day. Like, after the schools reopened and the children started going back to school and college, we were wondering what we were going to do for people to help us out in packing. We were depending only upon the homemakers. And definitely I would say the homemakers formed the backbone of this entire operation.
Mm-hmm.
Had it not been for their complete support in doing all the micro-packing, it would have been like the final end, the work that was done by the youth.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, very commendable what they have done. the number of boxes that they would have picked up. Each box may be weighing around 25 to 30 kgs with so many items put into it. They had to load it onto the truck and then again go to the distribution centers, distribute it out there. So they've also done a great job, the youth. But the homemakers, they formed the backbone just sitting out there in Sundaram, making it possible for them to put these things into the boxes and send them for distribution. There were times when we thought we won't have people. But from somewhere one group would just come. Sairam, tell me what to do next. And the enthusiasm which was there among the people, the team leaders who were there, they will distribute the job. You do this, one group, do this, one group, do this. Before you know, they would have finished the job, come back and again say, Sairam, what is the next work we have to do? Waiting to do, take up the next job and take it, finish it up. Like they want to do as much as they could in those few hours that they are around.
Mm.
The whole thing was a teamwork, no doubt about it. The entire thing was a teamwork.
Mm.
No differences of opinion, nothing. Like everyone is working for one common cause.
Correct.
Mm. And for everyone, it was only Swami.
Yes.
So whatever they're doing it for Swami. So at that time, all the differences that would have been there between people, they just, you know, it was not there. They were just not there.
Mm.
Like there were people who joined who did not know anything about Swami, and there was one particular youngster who was probably coming from some 20-25 kilometers away from Chennai, quite a distance away from Chennai. He did not know about Swami. He came to know about these activities that were going on in Sundaram through a WhatsApp group. He came there. He was there for a couple of days at service. The second day, Swami came in his dream. Till then, he didn't even know who Swami was. So when he came back, he was so happy to share that experience, saying that he has never seen Swami. He has probably not seen any videos also of Swami's darshans and all that. So he has come and he has narrated what his dream was. Like Swami, he says, Swami was walking down. He's very aged. He's walking down, collecting letters from people.
Mm-hmm.
So he has been given that grace from Swami to have Swami's darshan in his dreams for having participated in this activity. Thank you so much for having given me the opportunity, and I really pray that Swami's grace be with all of us.
Yes.
And Swami initiates us more and more into these kind of seva activities. We are all after his instruments.
Yes.
He only makes us do everything. We cannot say that I am doing this or I am doing that. Definitely, I know I'm not a person who can carry a 25 kg bag.
Mm-hmm.
I know ladies who have carried 50 kg bags.
Oh.
Two ladies or three ladies
mm-hmm.
who carried 50 kg bags. I would not say that any woman can do it. Especially the middle-aged plus group of ladies will not be able to do it on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
They won't even think of doing it. But there, Swami gives that kind of a strength where you go beyond your physical limit to do something.
Yes.
And so many ladies have done that. So many mahilas have gone beyond their physical strength to pick up 25 kg bags and 50 kgs so effortlessly. And it can happen only because Swami's divine grace is there.
Yes.
And many of them have felt Swami's presence in the hall.
Mm.
Many of the ladies who were sitting and doing the micropacking, suddenly you would say, I felt as if somebody is standing there. Swami's photo is always there, of course. But they said, I felt Swami standing there.
Wow.
That energy that Swami had given was there all over the place. So it was a wonderful experience, really. A wonderful experience. Very beautiful experience.
Thank you for sharing all those things with us.
Thank you so much, Sairam. Thank you very much.
Sairam.
Thank you, Sairam. Sairam.
Sairam. Sairam.
Love. Somewhere about to get.